Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is, and what a great nation it is, despite the fact that one of our prominent politicians says we are about to become the new Venezuela. Why? How? Because there is a dispute over an election where the candidate who had that to say was unsuccessful. She lost by 17,000 votes. Okay, another frustrated candidate actually took matters into his own hands. He believes he was also cheated, but instead of actually going through the legal processes, he hired four people and had them take shots at his other party rivals. Thank God no one was killed. And it is rather remarkable they describe this guy, his name is Solomon Pena, as a mastermind. We will get to that story. The fact is that we now have two presidents with a special prosecutor assigned to their handling of top secret documents. President Trump, of course, and President Biden. And rather than going through all of these differences and distinctions, and yes, of course, there are many distinctions, and yes, of course, I think anyone would understand that what is alleged against President Trump is more serious, but the truth is, isn't that disgusting on all sides? I mean, is this really what our politics is going to be about for the next, what, 6 months, next year? Could be 2 years. Some of these special counsels that people appoint that get assigned to presidents hang around and hang around and hang around, and it goes on and on and on and on, all consuming taxpayer money. Speaking of taxpayer money, are we headed toward a fiscal crisis over this debt ceiling where Janet Yellen says it could be days, at most weeks, before we bump up against the debt ceiling and she has to start moving money around? We're going to be talking to Peter Coy, economics writer of the New York Times, about the debt ceiling crisis and what it really means. And then we're going to be speaking to a law professor who just did a brilliant piece, which I think blows a hole, and a major hole, in this whole idea of racial classifications in America, of unequal treatment based upon the shade of your skin, the nature of your ancestry. Is that appropriate? Well, there's a bill. Actually, it's a proposal from a commission in San Francisco, and they're serious. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors created the African American Reparations Advisory Committee in December of 2020. They're out with their recommendations now, and they include a $5 million lump payment to any individual who can prove that he is identified or she is identified as black for 10 years or more. So I don't know if that includes Rachel Dolezal, because you just have to prove that you've identified as black and then that you've lived in San Francisco for a certain period. So you have to put up with the city by the Golden Gate to get your $5 million payoff. All of this is madness. And to just go back for a moment to what is going on with the two special prosecutors, people ask me about that. People seem to be interested. And the truth of the matter is, nothing is going to come out of either of these prosecutions. There are serious prosecutions that President Trump is dealing with. They have to do with January 6th, which was a serious matter. And that can be a real problem for President Trump. I think, frankly, the prosecution he's going through in New York, New York State prosecution, where he, for his business dealings and misleading banks and other fraudulent business practices, he could be fined not the $1.6 million that was already placed against Trump companies, but $250 million. This is the Letitia James prosecutions. That's a serious matter. The Georgia prosecutions about trying to steal an election. Those prosecutions are serious. And yes, the January 6th prosecutions of so many people, of the 900 so far, there also is involvement and potential prosecution for seditious conspiracy. Now, all that's serious. Basically taking a bunch of documents, and who the heck knows what it is President Trump intended to do with those documents and the boxes and why he wouldn't return them to the National Archives. I'm sure we're going to find out, but honest to goodness, this is not going to wreck his campaign. It's not going to destroy his place in history. There's plenty of other things you can bring up. And the idea that this is the end of Biden, that this somehow shows that Biden was taking bribes from Ukraine through his son, I mean, it's preposterous. There's actually a very, very useful background piece that's written by Peter Baker over at The Times. And it's under the heading Presidents, Prosecutors, and a Bond in History. And it says, 2 years ago, President Biden joined the world's most exclusive club. That's the club of U.S. presidents. Only 45 people have been members of that club. This week, he joined a less exalted club, but in the modern era, one almost as large. The appointment of a special counsel to investigate the discovery of classified documents in Mr. Biden's home and private office makes him the latest occupant of the Oval Office to be scrutinized by a special prosecutor. This is a reminder that it's not rare. Every president since Richard Nixon, which is a lot of presidents, it's Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and on, they all, every single one, except one exception, had a special prosecutor they had to deal with, or in some cases, multiple special prosecutors. Reagan, as great as he was, had a multiplicity of them. Now, they didn't lead any indictments of President Reagan, and frankly, none of this had tremendously serious consequences, except for the special prosecutor, Ken Starr, who was going after Bill Clinton for something else, for his dealings with the Whitewater Company before he was president, when he actually, a Whitewater investment, it wasn't a Whitewater Company. In any event, none of this came to anything except harmed the Republican Party, because it looked like Bill Clinton was being impeached over a sex act. But he had his own special prosecutor, and he lost his bar certification, his membership in the bar. Gerald Ford, such a stand-up guy. There's a new biography coming out of Ford, which apparently talks about what a decent human being he was and what an underrated president. The few remember that Mr. Ford, while president, was accused of having pocketed maritime union funds laundered through a Michigan Republican organization. Attorney General Edward H. Leavy assigned Charles E.C. Ruff, the last of the Watergate special prosecutors, to investigate. Ford knew only what he read in the press or watched with growing anger at night, night after night. The three television networks led their evening news with the shadowy story. Richard Norton Smith writes in his new biography of Ford. In any event, nothing came of it. But for President Reagan, the Iran-Contra thing almost led to serious impeachment charges. And then there were other situations. There's a guy named Ray Donovan who was chased by a special prosecutor. And he very famously said, "Where do I go to get my reputation back?" It was a sad story. With all of this going on, for someone to expect that this is actually an important crisis facing the Biden administration, I'll tell you an important crisis. The important crisis is the debt ceiling. If there isn't something that has worked out on that, there could be real damage to Americans everywhere. So what do you do to get our attention away from scandal, 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 to more substantive issues? Well, there are a number of things. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Do I believe that Jack Smith, the special counsel who is investigating President Trump, has his work cut out for him? He does. And his work is not to make the handling of classified papers look like an indelible crime or an unforgivable crime or anything like that. It's to examine a series of controversies, and much more importantly and much more menacingly to President Trump, because it really could destroy his campaign. And I don't believe that the document scandal can do that. Probably the document scandal can highlight the fact that I think the American people, and it doesn't really matter which party you're on, isn't everybody kind of tired of the prospect of a Groundhog Day election? Oh, we wake up again and it's Biden versus Trump again? Really? Nobody wants that. And, oh my gosh, is it important that we move away from it? Because part of what Trump is still associated with is the notion that it was a stolen election, and channeling and trying to challenge the validity of our entire electoral system. And sometimes it just misfires in a horrible way. The Associated Press reports that authorities in Albuquerque, New Mexico, said yesterday that a former Republican nominee who lost his bid for a state House seat in November had been arrested in connection with a series of recent shootings at the homes and offices of a half dozen Democratic elected officials. Chief Harold Medina of the Albuquerque Police Department said at a news conference that Solomon Pena was the mastermind. You know, somehow that term doesn't seem to apply to this guy. I'm sorry. He's not a mastermind. Solomon Pena was the mastermind, it says here, behind a conspiracy in which four other men were paid to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, all Democrats. Pena lost the election in a landslide to an incumbent Democrat, Miguel Garcia, but refused to concede after making unfounded claims of election fraud. No one was injured in the shootings of the three residences, a workplace, and a campaign office in Albuquerque. That's five different shootings with four different hired guns. Three of the shootings took place in December, and two occurred this month, this January. What a terrible thing. I mean, thank God nobody was injured or threatened, but that there's this threat about what becomes of America from Carrie Lake. She still is challenging the results of the Arizona election. Meanwhile, the new governor, Katie Hobbs, who is, she's a liberal Democrat. And, of course, she's going to try to cut back on choice in education, where Arizona had made some progress. And she's probably going to undermine some of the progress in taxation that had been made by the previous Republican governor, Ducey. In any event, Carrie Lake had this to say about what will happen if the appeals court doesn't step in and overturn her election loss and declare her the winner. Listen.
We just need a judge to wake up and realize what's on the line here. And if we do not restore honest elections now, our country will turn into a Venezuela. We have Venezuela-style elections. And this is how you destroy a country.
This is how you destroy a country. And, again, we talked about this yesterday briefly. In Lycoming County, Pennsylvania, there were 24 state employees who spent a total of 560 person hours recounting 60,000 votes in the county. And it was a county that Trump carried with almost 70% of the vote. It's a very Republican county. And they were looking for new votes for President Trump. He would have needed over 100,000, I believe, to change the outcome in Pennsylvania, and they found eight. Yeah, it was Trump got eight more votes net than, because Biden got more votes too. Trump had got 15 new votes. Biden got eight new votes, or seven new votes. So it ended up being 8 votes closer. And this is after spending literally millions of dollars and, imagine, 560 man-hours in a Republican county. This kind of obsession. And then on the Democratic side, you have the obsession with Trump and Mar-a-Lago. And yes, there was a huge overreaction to the search warrant that was issued after a long dispute with President Trump. And clearly he wanted that reaction, and which had to do with papers that didn't belong to him ending up in his house. Now, I'm sure we will find out, maybe, very likely by the time they're done, but it could take months. And if, for God's sake, it seems to me there's better things for the people that we have elected to represent us to spend their time doing. And the idea of the special counsels, it's honestly the fact that Gerald Ford had one, Ronald Reagan had one. It says Reagan's administration was investigated by more than a half dozen special prosecutors whose title changed to independent counsels under a 1978 law meant to give them more autonomy. They were looking at some of the president's closest advisors like Michael K. Deaver and Edmund Meese III, who became attorney general. But everything led to changes after, but not everything led to charges, pardon me. After being cleared, Raymond J. Donovan, who had been forced to resign as labor secretary, famously asked, "Which office do I go to get my reputation back?" How about George Herbert Walker Bush? Well, he was also investigated, and some of the leftover material from the Iran-Contra matter. How about Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter, I've said what you will about him. He's a religious guy. He doesn't seem to be noted for corruption. You know what the special counsel was supposed to investigate there? Was he had a chief of staff named Hamilton Jordan. And it's spelled Jordan, but he pronounces it Jordan. I've interviewed him. And may he rest in peace. But in any event, what happened with Hamilton Jordan, he's accused of using cocaine at Studio 54. So they were investigating him for the use of cocaine. Also, he allegedly had made a comment at a White House banquet when he had had a little bit too much to drink. The president of Egypt, Anwar Sadat, was there, and his wife, the very beautiful Jehan Sadat, and apparently he looked down her cleavage and said, "Oh, the twin pyramids of the Nile." That was not a good thing. Okay, you got a special counsel. So, can we change this history and maybe move forward to a different political focus? We'll talk about it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Praise from President Biden on how the European nations have helped Ukraine fight Russia in the past year.
They were really, really, really important. You've been there every single step of the way. So thank you.
The president in the Oval Office before his meeting with Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte. The president visits California Thursday to check the damage from nearly 3 weeks of endless storms. In Capitola, bar owner Chuck Hammers says the clock's ticking.
You've got to cut all the floors completely out and relay them. And, you know, I really hope we can get some of these open by spring break. The spring break's a big deal here.
There are blue skies on the California coast today for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. Turns out the soaring price of eggs is good for one group of people. Egg farmers, the nation's largest producer, Cal-Maine, reports its profits increased by 65% over one quarter late last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, there are lots of candidates out there who claim, and now, and thank God, not as many as people feared, but there are enough to make trouble, like this Solomon Pena in New Mexico, and then right next door in Arizona, you have the home of Carrie Lake. And the latest about Carrie Lake is... to help prevent America from turning into Venezuela. And again, you'd think that we would have some sympathy for some of the immigrants who are trying to come to the United States, leaving Venezuela and that evil socialist regime that they have over there, undemocratic socialist regime. They're not democratic socialists. These are Marxist primitives. And people like Nicolas Maduro are a disgrace. And Carrie Lake says we're going to be Venezuela unless the election, her election, is overturned and she's named governor. But meanwhile, she's pondering another race for office. The news, Carrie Lake is pondering a Senate run. What has Arizona done to deserve this? Laugh if you want at the prospect of Carrie Lake running for the Senate in 2024, but here's the thing, she could actually win. They did a survey from Blueprint Polling, which is an operation I'd never heard of, but they imagined a scenario in which Kristen Sinema, who's going to be up for re-election in 2024, remember, she left the Democratic Party formerly. She is now an independent, and it looks very unlikely that she could win the Democratic nomination because she's very unpopular in the Democratic Party because she stood in the way of some of the more extreme and awful things that Joe Biden was attempting to get accomplished. The survey was released January 11th, and it imagined a scenario in which Kyrsten Sinema, former Democrat turned independent who has held her Senate seat since 2019, runs for re-election against Gallego, who's a Democrat who's represented the state's third congressional district, and Carrie Lake, assuming that she would win the Republican nomination. And Lake, who rumors say is considering running for the seat but has not confirmed this, polled at 36%, according to Blueprint, well ahead of the two rivals. Gallego trailed closely with 32%, so, and Sinema ran a distant third with 14%. In Arizona, I don't believe they have any rules as they do in Georgia and other states where you need to actually get a majority. If the vote is split like that, Carrie Lake could win with her 36%, one-third of the electorate. And given the fact that she would be an actual Republican, even though Kyrsten Sinema would try to attract some Republican votes, and it's, by the way, unclear whether she actually is going to run for re-election for the U.S. Senate. She could run for president, by the way. She wants to run an independent campaign for president as an independent. Would she get some support? Well, you see, when you're running for president, you can raise money on a campaign like that. And even though the best I would imagine Kyrsten Sinema could ever get running as some kind of independent or third party or fourth party, or maybe they'll resurrect the old Reform Party of Ross Perot, and Sinema would get 5%. Now, that's a lot. That's more than Ralph Nader got, but that handed the election to George W. Bush, as you may remember. There was an interesting colloquy, an exchange, between two columnists, both of whom have done some really interesting work over the years, and The two guys who were engaged in the interchange were Brett Stevens and David Brooks. And they were talking about the future of the Republican Party. And they both have been long-term Republicans who are now very disillusioned with where the party is and what is happening with the Republican Party. And that happens. David Brooks says, to lead a Republican revival, I'd start in the states. And he's probably right. One of Al Frum's insights in leading the Democratic Leadership Council, that was the group of so-called moderate Democrats who wanted to tug the Democratic Party away from the very extreme left-wing McGovern campaign, more to the Bill Clinton direction, he was part of the Democratic Leadership Council, was that change was going to come from young and ambitious state officials like Bill Clinton, a new generation of politicians from moderate parts of the country. But the Democrats had a strong incentive to change because they lost a lot of elections between 1968 and 1992. The country is now so evenly divided, however, it takes only a slight shift to produce victory. Nobody has an incentive to rethink his or her party. If the party is to revive and not crack up, it's probably going to take decades. That doesn't sound good, does it? There's another piece by Ezra Klein, which was very clever. He said that they used to say, and I remember when they used to say this, Democrats fall in love. Republicans fall into line. That was a line about how you feel about your presidential candidates, that presidential candidates that Democrats put up like Bill Clinton or John Kennedy in 1960 were objects of real veneration and enthusiasm. So Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall into line. I mean, even with somebody who was not the most exciting candidate in the world, Bob Dole, Republicans fell into line, even though he lost. In any event, he says today it's not true. It's that today it's that the Democrats fall into line as they did. You could see this in the House election for Speaker, which at 212 for Hakeem Jeffries. Democrats fall into line. Republicans fall apart. And this is what Bret Stephens says. You may be right about how long it takes, but I don't think it's going to do so as a party of the working class. The natural place for the GOP is as a party of economic freedom, social aspiration, and moral responsibility, a party of risers, if not always of winners. Its archetypal constituent is the small business owner. It wants less regulation because experience shows how well-intended ideas from above translate into onerous and stupid rules on the ground level. And the Republican Party thinks there should be consequences, not excuses, for unlawful behavior. It looks askance at policies like bail reform, so-called, and lax law enforcement at borders. The problem is that Trump turned the party into a single-purpose vehicle for cultural resentments. It doesn't help that coastal elites do so much on their own to feed these resentments and to stoke that national anger. So where do we go with all of this pending? Well, one of the places we're going to go to is a huge confrontation that could have impact on your family, your life, your savings, your retirement accounts. This whole idea of the debt ceiling, we're going to be talking with Peter Coy of the New York Times economics writer, who has a decidedly conservative bent, and he knows we are spending too much. But now, what does that mean in terms of handling the debt ceiling? We will be getting to that and more here on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Well, Al Gore is back, and one way to revive the Republican Party is, I think that Al could do it. He is such a flawed, to put it mildly, candidate for office. I remember when he was running for president, and it's completely nuts. I mean, he had his own George Santos problem, which people forget about. He imagined that he was the leading force in the development of the internet, which, remember that? And he never quite said, I invented the internet. He said, I was the leading force in helping to make progress to establish the internet, something like that. In any event, he also imagined that he and Tipper, who later split up, were the inspiration for the book Love Story.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
In any event, Al is back, but Al has no answers on the federal budget. The Wall Street Journal reports this, and they have a useful graph on this where it shows the deficit just completely going wild. And again, it was in the process of going wild before the pandemic, but the pandemic intensified everything. And the deficit is double where it used to be. And I don't mean the deficit, I mean the debt, the national debt. We're talking about $31 trillion. Washington Dateline, House Republicans are gearing up for an intra-party fight over cutting spending, a clash that will help shape the GOP's position in a confrontation with Democrats over raising the debt ceiling. Republicans have said they're determined to cut spending despite Democrats' objections, but first they have to produce their own plan, pitting Republicans who want to protect military spending against those who see such expenditures as fair game in any negotiations alongside cuts to domestic programs. Republicans will also need to decide whether they want to pursue money-saving changes to Medicare and Social Security, which many GOP lawmakers would like to tackle, but taking such a step is seen as politically perilous. It's not politically perilous, especially with the prospect of a recession coming on. It's politically suicidal. And yes, you can clean up Social Security, but anything that comes across like, okay, we're going to take away Social Security for some of the most reliable GOP voters, this doesn't help. This is what I thought was fascinating, is they break down, Wall Street Journal, the major categories of federal spending for fiscal year 2023. That's money that's already been spent. It's already committed. This is not what they are planning to spend. This is what they have spent. And Social Security is 23% of the national budget. Let that sink in. So full fourth. Medicare is another 14%. So that's combined, it's over a third. 23%, 14%, you've got 37%. Then there's Medicaid, CHIP, and ACA subsidies, that's Affordable Care Act subsidies, that's more medical care. So now you're at 49%. And you notice you haven't gotten to defense yet at all. Other mandatory cuts, 14%. Other mandatory programs. Discretionary spending, 16%. And then the total of defense department spending, it's 14%, and then net interest is 8%. So if you go after that 14% on defense expenditures, that not only damages the future of what's happening in Ukraine right now, but it makes America much more vulnerable to an increasingly crazy world. And right now you even have some Democrats who are saying, and rightfully so, no, you can't cut defense, you have to build up defense. And to try to score a point here by going after that 14% of the national budget seems to me destructive. Now, of course, Al Gore wants to take all that money and spend it on, well, his favorite issue, climate change. He was talking to the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland, and he sounded at his best, like this.
Enough already. Enough. And I don't want to get sidetracked onto what needs to happen, but we need to scale up climate finance, but we need desperately to scale down anti-climate finance. And we are still subsidizing the burning of fossil fuels globally at a rate 42 times larger than the subsidies for the shift toward renewables and EVs, et cetera. We need new leadership at the World Bank. We need them to scale up the leverage and vastly increase the amounts that are committed. And we need to rein in the anti-climate activities of the fossil industry. Enough already. Enough.
But I'm not satisfied. You ain't seen nothing yet.
No, you ain't seen nothing yet. By the way, front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Electric vehicles rise to what percentage of all new cars sold around the world? It's 10%, which is shocking. Dateline Berlin, electric vehicle sales crossed a key global milestone last year, achieving market sales of around 10% for the first time, driven mainly by strong growth in China and Europe, according to data and estimates. But it's extraordinary to hear that and to see the EVs becoming so popular. The EVs now are, they say, for the full year, fully electric vehicles accounted for 11% of total car sales in Europe and 19% in China, according to LMC Automotive, combined with plug-in hybrid vehicles, which have rechargeable batteries but also small combustion engines. The share of electric vehicles sold in Europe rose to 20.3% of the total last year. Now, again, for all of this desperation that we're dealing with. Oh, yeah, Greta Thunberg got detained by German police at a protest over the expansion of a coal mine in the West German village of Lützerath. This is the second...
How dare you?
The second time Thunberg had been detained at the site, police spokesperson Christoph Hulz told CNN today. She was part of a large group of protesters that broke through a police barrier and encroached on a coal pit, which authorities have not been able to secure entirely.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then there's this, another Davos speaker, Professor Alan Dangour, who is director at Climate and Health for the Wellcome Trust, said that we have a mental health crisis, which I think a lot of people feel when they look around the world.
Blah, blah, blah.
And that it's global warming that is causing all the mental breakdowns. Listen, clip two.
We have a massive ecosystem-mediated pathway between climate change and health. It's the impact on our mental health. And we're really only beginning to scrape the surface there. And there is no health without mental health, as my mental health colleagues repeatedly remind me. And we see these two directional pathway. Number one, young people are petrified about the future, and that is having a substantial impact on their mental health. Mm-hmm. And number two, the way the environment is changing, especially in those places with the most vulnerable communities, has a dramatic impact on the mental health of those populations, typically indigenous groups.
Oh, man, I've never figured that one out.
Okay, basically, if there is a problem with mental health, do you think it might have something to do with the fact that there's a deliberate attempt to scare these kids in school, even when they're very young, even when they're in kindergarten and first grade, and make them believe that all of a sudden life isn't worth living and there is no future? I mean, one of the points, my wife and I did a book, which I still think is a very important book, and Diane did most of the work on it. And the book is called Saving Childhood. It came out in 1997. And the subtitle is Protecting Our Children from the National Assault on Innocence. And we have a section in there about climate alarmism, teaching kids all this stuff that has been so widely debunked about population bombs going off. Yes, Paul Ehrlich, this means you. And yes, there's a major story that we will cover today about the population bomb devastating China in the other direction, because they don't have enough population. For the first time in 60 years, the Chinese population is going down, and it's a disaster which we, God willing, will avoid in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Enough already! Enough!
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.